one of the passes.
All right.
Do we want to start getting behind one of them?
We'll get the help. We'll get Green and the Jewish community will mount the thing.
But it's mostly, it's a self-serving exercise by the Jewish community.
Well, it's, and also, Henry, they're being used by the goddamn Democrats who have always been with them. And it just shows you the way, it just shows you how stupid they can be. How stupid they can be.
Yeah,
I don't know what can be done. Rabin was supposed to work on
that. Well, Rabin worked on that.
But he couldn't work on these leaders. They will see. They're going to come down here. Well, I'll tell you, they're rough. They are rough. Even our own, our great, our friends, he said, they lecture the hell out of you.
Yeah,
but I told him, I didn't give him.
No, you behaved masterfully.
Well, you just do what you have to do, don't you? We've got the. You can't allow our foreign policy to be hostage to Vietnam, and you can't allow it to be hostage to the Jewish community, and you can't allow it to be hostage to.
Mr. President, if they had an issue, if the Democrats had an issue, they're desperately looking for anything now. I mean, on the Wheat Deal, for example.
Yeah.
Here's $1 billion.
They said, Henry, that hopefully when the Washington Post article a week ago said it would probably. The wheat deal is causing massive farm protection of Farm Belt will probably lose Iowa. So at least if my registry comes out with the Iowa poll, but then 64-29.
That's
we gained 12 points in the last. See, the point is, sure, there are a few farmers that didn't make the 5 G's, but most of the farmers are looking at the price of wheat, corn, and soybeans, and they're high.
Exactly. That's
what makes the farm votes. I know those farmers.
Exactly. It's in.
Sure, it's a damn discouraging. You know, I wish somebody once would get a hold of the American Jewish community and make them, goddammit, be, frankly, reasonable. They're frankly, I have no problems with the Israelis. Israelis are damn
well,
reasonable.
This morning on the Today Show, they had a Harvard guy, David Landau, who's written a book attacking me. And he was holding forth about how vicious the theory of linkage is. Then these same guys turn around and say, and want to link wheat prices to Jewish exit visa. We should have been tougher. Joe Kraft had an article, we should have driven a harder bargain with the Soviets. We get the Soviets out of the Middle East. We get them to hold still for the mining of Vietnam. We get their total acquiescence in farming the Jesus out of North Vietnam. What more could we have done? It's a total dishonesty. But after the election, Mr. President,
we'll lose a little something. I don't care.
They have no place to go. We may not lose so much because I feel in my bones that we may come through in Vietnam. And if we do, that will wash out everything. We may get an agreement in principle on Vietnam.
One thing we cannot do, Henry, I was thinking about the bombing. We can't stop the bombing down to the 20th parallel as long as those people are going to, unless we have an agreement in principle on POWs.
Oh, yeah.
That has to be part of
oh,
it.
Oh, yes.
Because otherwise, as long as they have no agreement on POWs, we're going to bomb those bastards.
No, no, there'd be an agreement in principle including POWs.
Okay.
Oh, no, otherwise we can't do it.
You see my point. I could.
Now, a number of things we have to decide before I go over there next time. One is. I should leave Friday, but I'm moving into Saturday because Haig may have to stay over next event. One is Haig has pretty well promised you, and I think that if we make a breakthrough, that I go to Saigon to brief him.
Yeah, that's fine, provided. But if you go to Saigon, Henry, it's got to be for a settlement.
So we're talking about Saigon now.
I know. You go to Saigon.
Now, what do we do if these guys say they want me in Hanoi, which is what they said at the last meeting?
Only, well.
You see, the trouble is.
The trouble is, then it's got to be a settlement.
Oh, yeah.
If you go to either Saigon or Hanoi, Henry, I don't think then, we can't say that the mountain labor produced a mouse.
Now, I can go to Saigon only if I have practically agreed with Lee Duc Tho. Now, on Hanoi, the reason I think they didn't want me so badly there.
So,
yeah, I don't think any one of them can sign the goddamn document.
because if the purpose is to make a deal, I'd do it.
If it's my judgment that we can settle it.
Boy, I'd lean very, very hard if it has to be the purpose of making a deal.
Oh, I agree.
They got to be so close, because it would be a terrible, it would be quite a blow to go there and come back empty.
Well, you see, then I would think, Mr. President, if that's the plan, what I should do is go to Saigon, Hanoi, Saigon, and back. Otherwise, it will crumble Saigon.
Saigon first, always.
Yeah, go to Saigon.
We got to play, the more I think about it, the more I think about it. You know, we were talking about the fact that, well, 6 months after the election, if we're still bombing and mining and public opinion to turn and so forth, so be it, let it turn. I have determined that I am not going to sit here and preside over 55,000 American dead for a defeat. I've got them around the building.
I think, Mr. President, I've come to the same.
I also think that that we are, that they have to realize that we're in a position now that we're really in a position where we might well be advised to deliberately filibuster this thing, and then go talk after the election. You have your mandate then, there's no election hanging over, and say, all right, what do you want to do? Lay down the ultimatum. They don't do anything, then kick them in the ass.
But the argument,
I'd like to do it before.
The argument against it is this. Your basic analysis is right. We have no pressure that we can't handle. The worry, the negative argument is that right now, we've got the clock running on that.
Yes.
November 7th. After the election, they can always drag it out another month and another month because there's no one event. Secondly, our forces are going to decline because the budget is such that we'll have to pull out 98 B-52s or get extra funding in the new Congress, which is going to be a problem. What we can do after the election is to plover them for 2 or 3 months and then go for settlement early in February. But you said that we should do it now.
I don't know.
But we should. I don't see how we can help with trouble from now.
We can't do it. You can't do it alone. And I would give them a resignation if you. I would do it.
I'll give them a constituent assembly. That doesn't mean a goddamn thing.
Well, to have this unanimity business. Yeah. All right. And I'll bring him right to.
Oh.
What time are you going up to?
I'll leave it for the week at 4:45.
Five.
See you at 5.
Five. We'll have a talk for an hour then. What time is it then? 7.